Hey, welcome to the Finance Fam podcast, where we cover finances, faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're in debt or a seasoned investor, we cover all the ways where beating the rat race, thriving in recession, building wealth for future generations, and living with purpose to ultimately gain freedom and impact the kingdom, however the Lord calls us as believers. My name is Isaiah, and I'm one of the hosts of the show, alongside my good friend Andrew. We're both millennials living typical millennial lives, plus we love Jesus, we love our families, and we love freedom. Everything we cover is for entertainment purposes and should not be considered financial advice. Please don't sue us. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
We got to talk about that. Plus we love Jesus. I feel like that should be more prominent. I feel kind of weird that it's not more prominent. Anyways.
Yeah, that's right.
That out of the way. We love Jesus a lot.
It's yes, we do. Thing. Yes. So welcome everyone to this episode of the Finance Fam, where we do indeed love Jesus. And we actually have a loaded podcast today, so we're not going to spend our usual time talking about our financial.
We're going to smack you upside the head.
In subsequent weeks, we will explain what happened to my driveway. I'm not going to do that right now. Have I told you what happened to my driveway?
Maybe.
Yeah, we're not going to talk
about it.
We're getting
Chinese food tonight, so I'm really excited
to hear
about that.
We'll talk about it over Chinese food and sushi or whatever. So, all right, so the title of this episode, I don't know what it'll end up being, but what I have in our podcast notes is The American Healthcare System is Bad.
Just bad.
Bad.
Just bad. I told him I would say hopeless, but then that's not it's not fair to you guys,
it's not really
to our
the
audience.
It's not the really the vision of our show. We're to provide hope where you feel hopeless. And just to be honest, we've not done one before now because Isaiah and I both also feel a measure of hopelessness, maybe?
Intimidation.
Intimidation. That's a better word. I don't feel hopeless. It's just like there are solutions to this that I don't know about it. And if you're a business owner or if you're listening right now and you've got an entrepreneurial spirit in you, today we're going to talk about the healthcare system, that it's bad. And we're going to talk about seven reasons why. So if you're listening and you're entrepreneurial, each of these seven reasons is a problem that needs to be solved that you out there, the internet, the interwebs, you know, business, it's all about solving problems. And you know, I have mutual friends of Isaiah and I actually talked to Luke Simonetti this week about one of these problems.
Nice. And so I got to hear about that after.
We'll talk about it on the show. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
Again, we got to keep this under 30 minutes.
I'm so I didn't realize. I'm so happy you talked to him. This is going to be amazing.
Oh, so good. So,
this is gonna be a great episode.
So those guys, Luke and
Harrison,
they are solving several of these problems actually with what they're doing. So I'm really impressed with what they're doing. Just wanted to give them a shout out. Do you know the name of their company? Are we allowed to shout things out?
I don't know if we're allowed to.
Anyway.
Their parent company that's public is Four Seasons.
Four Seasons,
but
there we go.
They're like acquiring a bunch of companies.
Yes. And so if you're in the healthcare industry and you have solutions to these problems, we want to hear from you because, I don't know, we're not hopeless, but we're overwhelmed, maybe. I'm less overwhelmed now that we have a podcast about it.
Because that makes us official.
That's right.
No, I agree. You've done a lot of... I just want to give you 30 seconds of praise for a second. You've done a lot of work and research into this. You're going to be really driving a lot of this. And I'm just really impressed by these points here. So this is going to be heavy and meaty, but really good.
I really appreciate it because I came up with all these points all by myself. I definitely didn't use our research assistant, Jacob, for any of them.
Hey man, AI, let's go.
So, for those who don't know, our AI assistant, Jacob, as we call him, ChatGPT,
Jacob,
helped us with this episode a great deal. And so, again, we're going to try to keep this brief. The main points we're going to talk about today: the healthcare system is bad. Here are seven reasons why, and three, we're going to plug my coaching business. And so, here are. I'll say it like this. We're going to plug why you need a financial coach. I don't care if it's me. Get a financial coach. Whoever to help you out in your corner with something that overwhelms you. So without further ado, let's talk about it. So Isaiah, what is the number one issue with the healthcare system right now? The first of seven.
The one that we're probably all aware of is how freaking expensive it is and how much it eats for my budget.
That's right. High cost. The cost of healthcare in the United States is among the highest in the world, and many Americans struggle to afford medical services, treatments, and medications. This can result in medical debt and decreased financial stability for many families.
Yeah.
I wrote that all myself. No, I didn't. Thank you, research really assistant, good. Assistant Jacob. So the high cost, I mean, this is something we've talked about in previous episodes. I take Ben to, or Joy takes Ben, you know, he's got a high fever. It's scary. Yeah. And the doctor goes, yeah, just to see us, that'll be $150. So that's happened to us on a couple of occasions where it's just to see a doctor, right? Just to see someone who can help my baby and tell me my baby isn't dying. That's $150. Now, you might have a solution to that. You probably know a better way to do that than I do, but that's something I've experienced. How have you experienced this in your life?
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I went to a dermatologist. Had a little bit of, I've been working out, had some acne problems popping up, and I spent 5 minutes in a room getting looked at. It was $250.
You said 5 minutes?
Five minutes. They told me, go to Publix, grab some, I think, alcohol or whatever, and rub it on the infected area.
Oh, no.
And get some, what's it called, meds. And it was like, that's it? Like, I could have, that's what WebMD told me. But Danielle was like, oh, you should really go see a dermatologist. I was like, I don't know, babe. I haven't been to the doctor in years. And since that moment, I'm like, I'm just never going to go to the doctor again. Yeah. But yeah, it was not $250, it was $225. So.
Yeah. And so that's something in my experience also with financial coaching, you know, the high cost of what things are, you know, they seem beyond reasonable. And that's for a multitude of reasons. The research assistant told me that the American healthcare system is a complex and multifaceted issue. And I think that's what makes this so troubling, is that when you're facing an issue like your dermatologist appointment, you're not just facing the high cost, you're facing some of these other things. And so I'll just hit the rest of them. So high cost, lack of access, quality of care, insurance coverage, bureaucracy, prescription drug prices, and mental health. And so these are issues that you can be facing. With yours, it sounds like you were facing quality of care, maybe an insurance coverage issue, high cost, perhaps prescription drug prices played a role in that. And so with each of these situations, you're dealing with a multitude of these. And so,
and it feels hopeless.
Exactly.
It's like you can't win.
Yep. And so another thing we want to touch on is the lack of access in the healthcare industry. Despite being a wealthy nation, many Americans still feel a lack of access to basic healthcare services, especially those in marginalized communities. This can result in undertreated health conditions or untreated health condition and decreased health outcomes. Mm. Have you seen this in your life, maybe with a family member, a friend, where they just can't get the help that they need?
I mean, I feel in some ways like I identify with that. Like, I don't actually have, and we'll probably get to this, but
yeah, we'll get to our situations.
Yeah, our situations are different. It's like, you know, it covers this, but it doesn't cover the dermatology, or doesn't cover vision or whatever. It's like, well, I'm either going to eat this or I'm not going to put any value in my health. And I choose the latter most of the time, unfortunately. But I've totally seen family members and stuff struggle with lack of access. And if you don't have like a good paying job with good benefits, you're kind of screwed. That's what it feels like. So,
yeah, there's sometimes people that will go to the doctor and the doctor won't really even be able to point them in the right direction. I think that that's part of it.
Yeah.
It's like, I've got this issue, and then the doctor will go, well, this might be this, it might be that.
We could probably do a whole episode outside of just, you know, the problem with healthcare costs, but it's like, all the doctors I've gone to don't, they want to give me a pill or a thing to get the surface problem, but not the root thing.
And say it, Isaiah.
Someone's in bed with.
Someone's got to say it. Someone's got to say that there's.
I feel like a conspiracy theorist whenever I bring that up, because it brings up like the pain of COVID. There's corruption. All these things.
There's corruption. Let's just call it what it is.
I'm not an expert. I don't want to be an idiot.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist
to see that there is
corruption in the healthcare industry. All right, so this might demonetize our video on YouTube. Who cares? All right, so
we have a COVID banner. Misinformation.
Oh my gosh. So quality of care is the third point of the seven that we want to make. Quality of care can be can vary widely depending on a number of factors, including geographical location, socioeconomic status, and insurance coverage. And so this is something. I asked Joy and I were kind of reminiscing about our hospital visit. Really, both of them. There were issues for Macy and Ben where the quality of care was in question. And Isaiah, when you're giving birth to a child, do you ever want to think back on it and go, were my doctors and nurses good? Is that a question you want to look back and go, were they actually, was it quality?
Yeah, was it, was it interest
good? Did they have other priorities? Did they know what they were doing?
Yeah.
And so
I don't have a story in particular. I feel like you have a recent one. Yeah. I don't know if you want to share it.
I don't know if I do.
Okay. All right.
Well, another time. Another time.
But, yeah, great example of questionable care.
Yes. So you have had it, maybe situations where you've wondered, hey, is this doctor, does this doctor know what he's talking about? Have you had that moment? Or have you heard moments of that?
Maybe not a doctor, like the main guy in the room. Yeah. Though I've had doctors who are very, they want to be efficient and they want to quickly go to a C-section or like, you know, just.
Oh my.
The quickest, fastest, most expensive solution is always the best.
That's always the one. It's always the one with the most dollar signs and. Oh,
the fastest.
Yeah. And the example, the worst example. Oh, I don't know even how to tell this story. I tear my ACL, and it's my left knee. I tore my ACL in my right knee in high school, so I got two fake ACLs. That's what I've got. Lauren Funderburk calls me Sick Leg. It's nice. Wonderful. It's my nickname.
Robo Man.
So I'm Sick Leg over here, and I'm getting my sick leg repaired. And I'm waking up from surgery, and I just get this, like, I don't know if you've ever been under, you've ever been down under, if you've ever been down under after a surgery, but the doctor comes to me or the nurse or whoever that's looking after me, and I faintly remember her going, do you want to have more medicine? And I'm like so looped out. I'm totally like, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if there's a floating unicorn above my bed, like whatever drugs they had me on. I didn't know if she was real. I didn't know if that nurse that asked that question was a real person or a figment of my imagination.
I think it's the nurses. I've had some nurses that are like fresh out of school. They're like, what do I do with this? I don't know.
But that was a serious quality of care issue because I was not in the mental headspace to agree. But I think as far as I could remember, I went... like I was in pain, like, yeah, give me medicine. But what she didn't say and what I would have preferred and hopefully legally I would expect that, but that decision and me going, cost me $750 and I had no insurance. $750. And I'm like a broke missionary, and here we are based on a and Joy can test me on these numbers. It definitely wasn't under 500, and it definitely wasn't over 1,000. So it might not be, just for full disclosure, 750, but that's a quality of care issue. Is this nurse, like, who knows, like, God bless her, wherever she is, but it's just like that decision led to $750 that I'll never get back.
Yeah.
Anyway, Isaiah, you want to mention the next one?
Yeah, we just did quality care, right? Insurance coverage is next. So that's a big one.
Insurance coverage. Now, Isaiah and I, we started this podcast, and we like to say we are fans of finance. We are not financial gurus. We don't pretend to know things we do not. I do not know much about health insurance. Quite frankly, it overwhelms me. I can speak for myself. Isaiah, what is your knowledge of insurance?
Yeah, I probably know less than you. Actually, like, I've gone to the doctor like twice in the last 10 years, and it's because doctors like freak me out, and insurance freaks me out, and the idea,
it's freaky.
Like, and maybe I'm young and naive and stupid, and that's okay. I'm allowed to admit that on the show, but I think I understand what deductible is now, and I think as I've had babies, I'm like, okay, I kind of get this a little bit more, but
that's
it's
not
still,
the purpose of this show.
It's still confusing.
The purpose of the show, we will need a whole podcast to cover deductibles and insurance coverage. But for the purposes of this podcast, insurance is bad.
We just ask.
There's problems.
Ask Jacob, you know.
Yeah, Jacob, like, will know what's
going on. Bro, what do I do? I'm having a baby. Come on, can you help me out, bro?
So insurance coverage. This is what Jacob had to say about it. The high cost of healthcare insurance is a major challenge for many Americans, and those without insurance are at a significant disadvantage. That is so true. Additionally, the complexity of the insurance system, can be difficult to navigate, leading to confusion and frustration for many individuals.
He really just gets us.
Like he kind of used some feeling words and some wellspring language there. Like, to describe how I feel about insurance coverage in general, confusion and frustration. I'm not going to tell the stories of when we were with healthcare.gov. We're no longer doing that. We're doing a private pay thing. forget what they're called, MediShare, sharing programs, whatever. That's what Joy and I have right now.
Yeah.
But back when we were with the healthcare.gov system, it was so confusing. I honestly, it gives me anxiety just looking back. Like I felt trapped. I felt trapped in a complex system that I couldn't get out of. Thankfully, I got out of it. And I might re-enter the space in the future, but for right now, it's just like the options that we have, not having insurance for, I mean, it's what we have is actually called being self-insured through a sharing program. And so what Joy and I have done with our insurance coverage is we've just opted out of the system. We've just said, this system is too crazy and complex to navigate. It's too confusing. It's too frustrating. Bye-bye. Best we can and best we legally can, right? So for you guys, what, I mean, can you relate to that feeling of confusion and frustration?
Yeah, I mean, I've never had insurance until...
Okay, so you've been straight into it.
I had the option maybe 2 years ago through work, but it was still really expensive. Yeah. There was a lot of stipulation. There was a lot of like if-thens and a lot of like just paperwork and doc. It was like, what? I can't go here, but I can go there, but it won't cover this. But only if you spend, if you have a deductible of $2,000, then it's like, what? And so we're similar. We have a sharing program, probably the same one as you guys.
Yeah. Christian Healthcare Ministries.
Shout out.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So they've kind of allowed us, Christian Healthcare Ministries has allowed us both, I mean, Joy and I, Isaiah and Danielle, to effectively leave the complexity of the system. So I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just telling you guys our decision to do that was one of the best financial moves we've ever done. Just saying bye-bye to this one.
Yeah.
So the fifth one we want to talk about, bureaucracy. Now, bureaucracy, I wanted to run a quick definition of what that is, but this is a issue that's hard to explain, and I'll do the best that I can. But this is what our research assistant, Jacob, gave us. The American healthcare system is heavily regulated and, what's that word, Isaiah? Help me out.
Bureaucratized,
leading to long wait times, complex forms, and red tape that can make accessing care difficult.
It's like regulation.
I wouldn't have known to use that word. I'm so thankful that I have an assistant on my side. Bureaucracy. So I have a friend, and I'm not going to name names. I'm not even going to tell who, how, whatever. Doesn't matter. A friend of a friend has a serious, serious health issue. 10 out of 10 pain. We're talking like can't walk, can't do anything. And every doctor around, so we're talking the prescribing doctor, the surgeon, everyone knows what the issue is, what it's going to take. But because of insurance and red tape and dealing with the complexity of what's covered and not covered and what's allowed and what's regulated and not regulated, what you're allowed to do to help someone is different. And a lot of that is the regulations that come from Congress and come from local governments that are confusing and hard to navigate. And so I know someone right now that's in 10 out of 10 pain. Again, I know of someone that is in 10 out of 10 pain. And the only reason that it's not covered right now is because like Congress is not resolved an issue. Like we're not getting political here, but it's just like some issue to resolve problems for everyday Americans. So there's not really
like a holding.
Exactly. We're just in kind of a holding pattern right now. I think everyone agrees something needs to change. We just don't know what it could possibly look like. And so that's the unfortunate reality that kind of hits the ground beyond just like what party I like or, you know, the conflict that's happening in Congress and politically. There are real everyday Americans that are hurting because of the fact that we can't come to a solution. And so I'm not saying any particular solution would be better. I'm just saying the result of what has happened in our healthcare system has led to someone that I know of, I guess, experiencing 10 out of 10 pain for weeks that is completely avoidable, completely know how to get rid of it, and they can't do it.
Yeah.
Ouch. So, do you have any words to say about bureaucracy and red tape?
I mean, I don't have a story like that.
It's awful.
But
it's awful.
As I've worked on the marketing side for doctors, There's so much, I can't say that, can do this, can't market that. And then the sales process, because I'm so involved with not only getting the leads, but then working the leads, can't say that, can't do this. You know, things change around here, but then there's like, it's just so, it's like, it's hard to do marketing for doctors.
Yeah.
It, also,
yeah.
It's a weird thing to do marketing for doctors.
Sure.
For one, but that's a whole other thing. So
yeah.
I agree. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're tracking along, our number six reason, this is a little bit longer of an episode, but I appreciate you all bearing with us. So prescription drug prices, that's another issue that Americans face. Prescription drug prices are, so they're a major cost driver in the American healthcare system. Many Americans struggle to afford medications that they need to maintain their health. This is so incredibly frustrating. I know several diabetics. This is a real problem with insulin.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest.
Like,
yeah.
There has to be something that changes right now with prescription drug prices. And I don't care like what, who, how it happens, but we've got to find a solution for diabetics and insulin. I mean, yesterday.
Yeah.
So do you have anything to say about prescription drug prices?
I mean, insulin's the biggest. I definitely have friends who, I mean, they work jobs because of the coverage they can get.
Yes.
It's just like, because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But then also like, We've all probably experienced this where you go to the pharmacy and you have to like, if you don't have insurance, you have to show like the RX coupon and it's like discounted 90%. You're like, what? Why? Why was even, you know, that price beforehand?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's messed up for lack of a better word.
Yeah. It doesn't make much sense why things cost the way they do. And for those listening, there are ways to find cheaper drug prices for a lot of medications. And so if you're interested in learning more about that, you can hit us up on Instagram and our on our coaching application, et cetera. So, yeah. And the last thing we will briefly touch on before we talk about solutions is mental health. And so this is what was put forth, and this is a really, really important topic. So despite being a significant issue affecting a large portion of the population, mental health is often not given the attention and the resources it deserves within the American healthcare system. So this is an... I had a weird moment a couple of years ago. Not a weird moment. It was just a really sad moment. I was sitting down with a friend of mine that was experiencing a mental health issue that was really, really serious. And so I was sitting down with him and just said, I need help. And what ended up happening, and this is just really, really sad. So he had a breakdown in a public place. He had a complete mental breakdown. And thankfully there were some officers that were in the restaurant with us. And I was able to say, hey guys, I just said, hey, can you help me out? My friend here, something's going on. And so they brought us in the right direction, and what they had us do, they brought the ambulance. They said you could have a expensive ambulance ride, or you can take your friend to the emergency room. And so that's what I ended up doing. I ended up taking him to the emergency room, and thankfully he got the care he needed. But even dropping him off there, I wondered, you know, are there better places to bring him? And I don't know. I sincerely don't know.
Yeah.
That there are a lot of answers within the American healthcare system for mental health. And so do you have anything to add to that, Isaiah?
I would say mental health is a very big spectrum.
Oh,
there's
for sure.
Breakdowns, there's day to day, there's depression, there's, you know, counseling and therapy, and there's so many issues. Some you need a pill, some you need to talk to somebody, some like it's so complex. Of course the American healthcare system hasn't figured it out.
Yeah.
Cause it's also kind of like, feels somewhat of a new emerging like reality for a lot of people in the last, you know, 100 yes. years or whatever.
Absolutely.
But as far as solutions, you could probably talk to ChatGPT.
Yeah, see, that's the funny thing
probably,
about it.
Yeah, help you out there.
Yeah, so when I first plugged this into ChatGPT, not only did it give me these seven things that are issues in America today, but it also gave me some solutions. And unfortunately, I somehow edited it out, like the solutions it gave me. But
okay.
Essentially, yeah. If I remember correctly, it said it's going to need a collaborative effort between lawmakers, leaders in the industry, doctors, you know, pharmaceutical companies, and individuals. So a collaborative effort.
That feels impossible.
With everyone in the spectrum, like everyone, top to bottom, to work together for a solution. And so that's why at the end of this podcast, I think beyond just you know, a plug for getting help. Like, for sure, if you're listening right now and you need help with a medical situation, or you don't know how to navigate the industry and you just need someone to coach you through that process, I'd be more than happy to help out. Again, I don't know a whole lot, but I could possibly, I could possibly point you to someone who knows more than I do. And so, yeah, as far as solutions go, I also really want to say, if you're listening right now and you have an entrepreneurial spirit and God's just given you the ability to solve problems, we need problem solvers in this industry. Again, I'm going to give a shout out to Luke and Harrison.
Changing the world.
I mean, what they're doing with long-term care work, and to hear the heart that Luke had for, I mean, it makes me, I've got a grandmother who has fallen and had lots of trouble. And just hearing Luke and his heart for the elderly is just like, oh my goodness. Like that's the kind of person, like those are the kind of people we need in the healthcare industry that can solve these problems. And so, I mean, I don't want to just take this podcast, take it over and talk about Luke and Harrison, but I really was inspired. Yeah, I really was inspired by them. And so, if you have, like I said, a need, if you have a desire for help, you can sign up for the financial coaching application, and we have a link in the podcast description. Is that correct?
Yeah, we will.
Awesome. So, Isaiah, before we end, do you have anything to add to healthcare?
I don't. I think we'll probably cover what our like personal situations are later.
Yes.
But I think we all recognize that there's problems. We've all experienced probably each one of these problems.
Yeah.
And it's, you're not in this alone. That's the point. You know, you're not alone.
You are not alone in this. If you were listening and you know, we can all relate to a lot of these. And so that's the thing we want to communicate. You're not alone. And remember, don't look back.
Look ahead.
See you next time.